So, Harper, how old are you?
I'm 8.
You're 8. And do you know where you're from in China?
I think from Yangcheng.
From Yangcheng. And do you know anything about Yangcheng?
Not really.
Not really. Do you know anything about, were you living in an orphanage? Do you know anything about who took care of you, where you lived in Yangcheng? Does your mom ever talk about it?
No.
No? So are you curious?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And when you think about it, can you tell me a little bit about, like, what kind of thoughts do you think about?
I wonder about, like, who took care of me and who gave me birth and, like, if I had a brother or sister.
So sometimes you wonder about your birth mother and whether you have a brother or sister. Do you have ideas, a picture in your mind about what they might be like?
Not really.
It's kind of a question. Would you be interested in going to China?
Yes.
And what would you want to do if you go to China?
Climb the Great Wall of China.
That's a long walk. If you ever could figure out who your birth family was, would you want to meet them?
Yes.
You would? Mm-hmm. What would you say to them?
Like, what was my middle name in Chinese and your last name?
What was your middle name and your last name? Mm-hmm. You want to kind of know some facts about yourself. How do you think about, or do you ever think about being adopted? Do kids ask you about being adopted?
Well, they used to at Saints Peter and Paul, but now it doesn't really matter at Great Hearts because they're like, it doesn't matter, just that you just become friends and you have fun.
So at Great Hearts, it's just something that people don't pay a lot of attention to. It's just your kids together and your friends and that's it. So at St. Peter and Paul, when kids would ask you, what did you say? What kind of questions would they ask?
They would ask me, like, what kind of city did you come from? And what was my name? And, like, do you know anything about your mom or dad? And I said to the mom and dad, I don't really know. And I said I was born from Yangcheng, and the other question, I would say my name was Yangcheng Wadong. They would always say my name wrong. They were like, Yangcheng Wadong, but my friend got it pretty quick to pick up the name.
She got the name right. Did that make you feel good? Mm-hmm. You didn't have to correct her? When kids would ask you those questions, how did that make you feel?
It made me feel okay. I mean, like, it's fine if they asked, and yeah.
You don't mind answering the questions? Did it ever make you feel funny?
No.
No? That's cool. If you could give some advice or tell another kid, talk to kids who are adopted or talk to kids who aren't adopted about what to say when they meet an adopted kid, would you have anything you'd like kids to know about what it's like to be adopted?
Well, I would say don't make fun of them because they're adopted, because the mom and dad love them the same like the mom and your mom and dad from your tummy. And that was probably all that I would say.